is a presentation of KSL Sports. Hello, Cougar Nation.
Who's open for three? Angle left takes it and makes it. Fusene Traore. And listen to the Cougar Nation.
Every Monday night, we break down the last week of BYU basketball and look ahead to the Cougars' prospects for the postseason. Cougar Nation. Here's BYU insider Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Cougar Nation, what a wild week for BYU hoops, and we'll be breaking it down. The historic win earlier in the week at Kansas, and then a big-time comeback at home against TCU. The Cougars are back in the top 25 at number 20. Mitch, glad to be here with you. It's a little cold. We're coming to you live from the indoor practice facility. Just wrapped up some BYU spring football media availability. We'll have that content for you on Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday, every Saturday noon to 3. I'm a little cold, but I'm looking forward to breaking down this hoops team with you this week, Mitch.
Oh, it might be cold in here, but the BYU basketball team is hot right now. They are on a tear. BYU hoops, I mean, it was arguably, since the last time we spoke on this show, one of the greatest weeks in the Mark Pope era for BYU basketball.
Easily.
That was an amazing week, and we're going to unpack all of it. The win at Kansas, the comeback win over TCU, so much to get to. And we want you, Cougar Nation, to be part of this show. 801-575-8255. Call in, share your thoughts on this BYU basketball team, and answer our question, too. The question of the day today is, how far do you believe BYU basketball will advance in the NCAA tournament? 801-575-8255. Let's get into our takeaways for this BYU hoops team.
Cougar Nation, takeaways. Mitch and Matt analyze BYU's last week of play and what it means for the next week.
Thanks, Tim Hughes, and what a week it was as BYU takes down Kansas in historic Allen Fieldhouse, and then they take down the TCU Horned Frogs. Where do we begin, Matt? Because I feel like we got to address both games. They were so historic in so many ways.
Let's start with this. I think this takeaway applies to both games. This BYU team, and you've been on it for weeks, so credit to you, but it's really starting to manifest itself, Mitch. This is one of the most resilient teams I've ever seen. Any BYU team, football, basketball, whatever. Like, this basketball team, for both of those wins to be trailing at the half and to have double-digit deficits, they erase both of those in the second half and get two big-time wins. Look, TCU, they were not ranked, but they were top 30 if you look at where they were getting votes before the week ended. To be able to come back in both games at the half, that shows a tremendous amount of resilience.
And it's promising, too. When we ask our question tonight, how far will BYU advance in the NCAA tournament, 801-575-8255, and you can be part of that and answer that question with us. You got to be tough-minded in the NCAA tournament because not every game is going to go according to script in the way you want. You have to be a resilient team, and it's nice to know that BYU can be down 12 in one of the greatest venues in college basketball, if not the greatest venue in Allen Fieldhouse, and win a game. You can be down 17 and feel like, oh, everything from that was gained from that Kansas win is going out the door. This BYU team is who we thought they were, and they're just going to fold when the expectations come their way. And they're resilient, and they bounce back. I just think that's a great trait to have in March because we know BYU's got their limitations when it comes to personnel, when it comes to roster. Heck, even Mark Pope understands that. He knows that they have to be a three-point volume shooting team in order to win ball games. But you can't teach toughness, and this team has embraced that. And I think last year's struggles navigating the WCC and finishing in fifth place in that league has kind of hardened this team as we hear the pads in the back here in the IPF, Isaiah Moa, football defensive lineman. Anyway, I'm getting a sidetrack. Because this is basketball. But it's just you got to have a toughness, and this team's got it, and that's promising as we're now in March and when seasons are defined in this sport.
Sticking with the second half, another takeaway I had, Mitch, from those two wins is the three-point shooting, when it mattered most in that second half, was outstanding. 50%. For the week in the second half, they were 15 of 30 when you combine both second halves, and it was different guys. Against Kansas, you had Dallin Hall stepped up big time. Noah Waterman, 2 of 3. Jackson Robinson made 2 at Kansas. Then against TCU, Trevin Nell, massive to start that second half. He goes 4-7, has 12 points in that second half. He really gave you life very early because it felt like, hey, you're down a lot at the half against TCU. What was it, 17 at the half? You got to erase that to 12 or 10 quickly, and boom, you get a Nell 3 within that first minute. Gave them some juice, some energy. I just thought the three-point shooting in the second half from everybody on the team was spectacular.
Here was Mark Pope and Richie Saunders on how dangerous of a player Trevin Nell is when he finds a shot.
Yeah, that's what he does. He hits shots. And it's fun to watch and fun to be like on the court with him.
He is dangerous, and he knows it too.
He is dangerous. There's no doubt about it. And I love a few weeks ago when he got reinserted into the starting lineup. He hasn't just been electric every game, but they've stuck with him. They rode it out because there's been some slow starts, Mitch, over the past couple weeks. But now he's starting to find his groove. I love you get that scoring punch from Nell in the starting lineup. You get Jackson Robinson, Foose, and Richie off the bench. It feels like this team, Mitch, is playing its best basketball at just the right time.
And how strange is it to think that going back to Trevin Nell in the starting five and Jackson Robinson coming off the bench, am I crazy, Matt, and just feeling like that just makes sense to me? That just works for this BYU team. Any other program, I would say, what do you do when Jackson Robinson's your leading scorer? He should be starting. Trevin Nell should be the sixth man off the bench. But I almost feel like these guys just work better with Nell in the starting five, and then Robinson kind of gets a feel for how the game plays out, and then he inserts himself and goes on the attack. I love what's happening with this BYU team. And when Nell's knocking down the three, man, it just unlocks kind of a new element to this BYU team. And they just shoot. You almost feel like it's a guarantee they're going to hit at least 10 three-pointers in a game when he's knocking them down.
Yep.
And he's just been so good in stretches this season. You hope that game against TCU turns into every single night he's that good. Because he'll even admit, you know, he's been inconsistent at times, and he's had games coming back from that foot injury where it took a bit of a filling out process. Now he's healthy. He should be good to go heading down to the final stretch now.
Another takeaway, the second half defense has been great in the last two wins. Against TCU, they hold them to 29 points in the second half and 33 for Kansas. Big time adjustments, I think, were made that allowed them to play better defense. Here's what the head man, Mark Pope, had to say about BYU's defense in the second half.
I felt like our guys in the second half were extraordinary about being there on the catch and catch the move against one of the best driving teams in our league. Like, extraordinary. It was really special second half.
They needed it, and they did a great job locking it down. Here's another bonus takeaway, too. Can we just take a moment to appreciate what Richie Saunders brings to this team? He was amazing against TCU, Mitch.
Outstanding. You know, Richie Saunders, there's so many games this year where his impact is felt even beyond the box score. But this game against TCU, he makes an impact on the box score, but also beyond that, too. I mean, I thought he was outstanding in that comeback effort against the Horned Frogs. And when he got a little bit of a breather at the 4:30 mark, the Marriott Center understood the moment, and the crowd basically gave a standing ovation to Richie Saunders. I thought that was pretty cool. How, again, a testament to Cougar Nation that they are so engaged when they go to these games and they understand the significance and the effort that Richie Saunders was bringing. He was outstanding. And I thought that when he was getting downhill, there was back-to-back possessions. The first one, he finds Jackson Robinson in the corner for a three. That was huge. And then he attacks the basket. I just love the effort that Richie Saunders brings. And remember last year, Matt, I think I brought it up a few times, but we were sitting in the annex lobby area with him. We were talking with him and interviewing him for Cougar Sports Saturday. And, you know, he even acknowledged that it's been at times tough freshman year to not have a consistent role. I think having him get consistency where every night he knows when he's going to go into a game, how much minutes he's going to get, it's just it's made him a better player.
Yep.
When every single night he knows what to expect. And I think that's been a theme for all of these guys where they know what they're doing every single night. And I feel like that's helped this group elevate themselves, and they've got that continuity. I just love what Richie Saunders brings to this BYU team, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. And that TCU game embodied it for sure.
9 points, 4 rebounds in just the second half. He had that three-pointer that brought fans to their feet that gave them the lead, followed up by the they break the press. He drives in, throws the alley-oop to Foose. That felt kind of like the exclamation point on the comeback against TCU. Love how he rebounds. Love how he defends. He can make plays off the dribble, to your point, getting to the rim and either kicking it out, finishing at the rim, or finding Foose for the dunk. Richie Saunders is a winning player. I have a feeling Richie Saunders, come March, is going to elevate his game. The little things, they get amplified in the NCAA tournament. I think he's going to be a big force to be reckoned with come March.
And you'd like to think that Richie's effort was a byproduct of the halftime speech that Mark Pope gave. I thought Fusini Traore highlighted it best. This was Foose after the game on that halftime speech from Mark Pope when they were down 17.
That was actually crazy. You know, we never done anything like that before, you know. After Coach Tag, you know, he said, well, let's put all the chair away, you know, and let's start hitting each other. That's what we do. Like, it was, for sure, it was just after we did that, you know, everybody can feel it. Now it's time for business, you know. It's just time, like, to just go and get it done, you know. I feel like that was super good.
It's time for business. That needs to be a drop. It's time for business. We need to get it done. I loved what Foose brought, too. 21 points for him. We'll get to more of him coming up a little bit later in the show. But we want to take your phone calls, Cougar Nation, 801-575-8255. Sound off on the Kansas win, the TCU win. Our question of the day is, how far will BYU go in the NCAA tournament? Call in, 801-575-8255. Let's get out to the phone line and bring in Linda, our weekly guest. Linda, what's on your mind tonight? How you doing?
Oh, fine, thanks. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Linda. We just watched some BYU football. We experienced a great week of BYU basketball. We're living the high life right now. How about you?
Oh, me too. I'm so happy about that. I'm really glad, and I hope that we can go all the way. That's my prediction. I might be going out on a limb, but I'm going to go ahead and say that. We're going to go all the way.
Linda, you think this BYU team can win the national championship?
I bet we can.
I love the belief, Linda.
Yes.
Sweet 16 would be great for me, but hey, if Linda is right, Linda, you might want to take some funds down to the desert, if you know what I'm saying, if they can win the national championship. Thanks for the call, Linda. We appreciate it. I that kind of belief, though, from this fan base, I think is starting to seep through, where a couple weeks ago you would have said, you get to the tournament, that's great. Yeah. We're trending in the right direction. Now, after what we've seen this past week, where this team is playing great basketball, feels like at least round of 32, Sweet 16. How do you feel about this team and where they could go?
We'll get to those. We'll get to those. But I will say this, Matt, is that this team, they're tough and they can knock down the threes, as we've known all along, but they're also tough in the post. And that's evolving. And with Ali Khalifa healthy, with Foose healthy, this is, again, knock on wood for this team, but they're the healthiest they've been since maybe before
the whole year.
Before the foreign tour. In the foreign tour, Khalifa got banged up, Dawson Baker got banged up, and keep in mind, like, that's without Dawson Baker. We saw flashes of Dawson Baker in October in the buzz we were hearing. This guy could be the best guard in the program, we were hearing. And so, I mean, this team could have even been better than what they've been with a healthy Dawson Baker. But I just feel like this group's tough, and I love what they're becoming, and I feel like Mark Pope's done an outstanding job of also managing the egos and making everyone happy to where, like, there's not many basketball teams where you get this collective effort where everyone's kind of happy, nine guys basically interchanging in the lineup. Usually it's like, if I'm not starting, I'm not happy, and I'm not getting mine, I'm not happy.
Yep.
This group's embraced it, and they're becoming a really good team for BYU. Let's take a break. Cougar Nation is live here on KSL News Radio. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte, we're coming to you live from Provo tonight. We'll get to more of your phone calls, 801-575-8255. How far do you think this BYU team can go in the NCAA tournament? We'll answer your calls next right here on Cougar Nation.